Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN. We talk about what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. That's at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to be here.
All right. And, well, I guess we've had some good news recently at the shelter because there evidently has been some adoptions, and we're down to a little bit smaller group here this week.
You know, I have to thank you. I have to thank KJAN. I have to thank the community. This was the summer of kittens. And hopefully that's over, or mostly over, and they all found good homes. And I am so thankful for that. So we still do have some animals at the shelter, but it is a lot quieter there now. So we're very, very grateful for that. So thank you to everybody who participated in that.
Yeah, it's great to see that kind of response, and you know, hopefully that continues to be the case at the shelter. That's their goal, is to keep that, I guess, door turning and making sure that those animals can find a great home. And it's been a good result here so far this summer, but obviously it's a year-round project, so we still need to let them know what's going on right now.
So if you missed out on your chance to adopt an animal, don't worry, we've got more. Actually, right now, we only have one cat available for adoption. We have Sanji. She's a Duluth calico, so, you know, kind of subtle coloration. She's very sweet, laid back, a little on the shy side, but not scared. We think she's maybe about 3 years old, and she'd just really like a nice quiet home to go to and be somebody's companion. So if that's something that you're looking for, Sanji could be a really good fit for you. If you're looking for a dog, never fear, we have those too. We actually have Bella. She is a German Shepherd Lab mix. She's got the little brown eyebrows like a German Shepherd, but otherwise she's mostly black. She's maybe 2 or 3 years old. She is house trained. She appears to be super smart. I mean, she responds. She knows some commands. She's a real sweet dog. Very attentive too, just really people oriented. And we also then have Sage. Sage is a 2-year-old Chihuahua Rat Terrier mix, something like that. Small, but still a little on the fluffy side. She's house trained, prefers no cats though. I'm not sure what that backstory is, but Sage would prefer to be in a home with no cats. So either one of those, from the somewhat medium, bigger side, Bella the lab mix to Sage the littler one, those would be great additions to someone's home.
All right. So some good options there, and sounds like some animals that would be easy transitions into your home as well, with a little bit maybe a familiarity with around people already. And also, we, of course, need to keep people reminded, too, that if you do lose a pet, the shelter is a place likely where they would end up. And there is a couple of dogs right now that are there that are kind of on that hold, hoping that someone still comes and picks them up.
Absolutely. When we get an animal in, unless it's a surrender and we know that it's adoptable, we hold them for 7 days in hopes of finding their owners, their original owners. So we have two dogs right now that have been that have come in or been brought in. First off, we have a Rottweiler mix puppy. He's still a youngish dog, but definitely going to be a big guy. He's got big feet and definitely looks like a Rottweiler. He is a sweetheart. He was brought in Friday evening. He's maybe 4 months old or so. Really sweet, really loving, really playful. If you've lost this dog, you're going to be missing this dog. So please, if you or someone you know has lost this dog, come to the shelter. Otherwise, he'll go up for adoption this coming Saturday on the 5th. Also, we had a small black dog, small, like lap dog size, that was found somewhere near Walmart on Monday. He's really sweet, a little on the shy side. He's a little bit skittish and unsure. He has the cutest bark. He sounds like a squeaker toy. And he's very, very sweet. I'm sure he's someone's beloved pet. So we're holding him also. So if you're missing a fluffy black lap dog with a little tiny squeaky bark, then we might have him. And if we can't find his owner, he'll go up for adoption on the 8th, which will be next Tuesday. So.
All right. Well, and we hope, too, that obviously the intention is that folks will hear this here. And then also, if you're following along with the shelter on Facebook, that you'll get some of that info as well, because they post that information on that site also. But we also encourage folks that, you know, maybe do hear it here or see it somewhere else to, you know, help spread that word, pass it along to folks that maybe you might know that have recently lost a pet, and hopefully get them back connected. You hope at some point that people are ready to go right to the shelter and see if that's where their lost pet went, but you never know. Sometimes that maybe there's that disconnect, so make sure you're helping folks out and keeping them reminded.
That's what Small Town Iowa is all about, right? Exactly. We help each other out. So let's keep spreading the word about the shelter, and you never know, but what it might be the thing that helps you out in the future if someone tells you about the shelter and you end up losing an animal. So spread the word.
That's true. And if they are going to go down to the shelter and check out the pets that are up for adoption, or maybe if they're looking for their lost pet, where they need to go?
We are located at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And they can always call at the shelter. 243-2287 is the telephone number, and you can leave a message there if you would like. And we also kind of alluded to this already, but there is information online too.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to petfinder.com and just type in Atlantic zip code, or the conversations have really been happening on our Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, please be sure to find us and like us at Atlantic Animal Shelter, and you can join the conversation as well.
All right. And of course, we always mention too that the adoption fees are very small at the shelter. It's just $10 for cats, $25 for dogs, and they're going to get you set up and ready to go. It's not going to be one of those scenarios where you walk in and walk out wondering, oh, geez, what do I do now? They're going to lead you in the right direction.
Absolutely. We've got portable containers. If you have a cat or a small dog, we can send them home. We've had donations. We can give little toys. We can help you with, you know, knowing what you need to know. So our aim is to find these animals a good home and find owners good animals.
All right. Well, we appreciate, Andrea, you coming in, letting us know what's going on at the shelter.
Thanks so much. Go on down there. And when you do, be sure to tell the people you heard about it on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.